The views and opinions expressed here are those of the guests, and are not the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The Mormon Channel presents Into All the World.
The vision will begin to be fulfilled.
Our membership is found throughout the world.
The New Zealanders, the Australians.
Sono felice di servire il Signore.
Vietnam, Cambodia, Thailand, Burma.
Five new temples.
Ni kupitia kwa imani.
Go ye into all the world.
Today on Into All the World, we will be talking with President Varushan Pogosyan from the Yerevan, Armenia district. The history of the church in Armenia. The gospel has been preached among Armenians living outside of their homeland since the 1880s. In Turkey, Mr. Vartugian and three members of his family were baptized in 1885, the first Armenians to join the church. In December 1988, portions of Armenia were devastated by an earthquake, and the church responded by giving humanitarian aid. In light of these efforts, the church was registered in Armenia in December 1995. Mikhail Oskar Belousov was baptized in 1992, the first man to join the church in Armenia. The Yerevan branch was organized in 1994. The Book of Mormon was translated into Western Armenian in 1937 and into Eastern Armenian in 1991. The Book of Mormon was translated into Western Armenian in 1937, and in 1991 it was translated into Eastern Armenian. Current church membership in Armenia is 2,748 members.
Welcome to Into All the World, where we discuss the growth of the church around the world. I'm Tim Taggart, and joining me today is President Varushan Pogosyan from the Yerevan, Armenia district. President Pogosyan went to college in St. Petersburg, Russia. It was there he met church missionaries and joined the church in 1994. He studied to be a linguist and participated in the translation of the scriptures into the Armenian language. He was then hired as a CES coordinator and is currently teaching seminary and institute. His wife Sylvia came to Armenia as a refugee from Azerbaijan. She met the missionaries and was baptized in 1996. President's sister Pogosyan were sealed in Frankfurt, Germany temple. They have three children, a boy age 8 and two girls age 6 and 4. Welcome, President. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Brother Taggart. Nice to have this chance to talk to all of the world.
and we really appreciate your willingness to share with us your testimony and your feelings this morning. Tell us a little bit about how you discovered the gospel and a little bit about Armenia.
Okay, Armenia is a small country. It's hard to find on a map, except you search the Bible map. It's much bigger in the Bible map when you go back to the roots of Armenia, because we claim to be one of the oldest nations or so, but right now, the country is very small, but geographically, if you could imagine where the mountain Ararat was, the biblical mountain where we believe Noah descended, that's where Armenia is. And I was born in the valley of Ararat, so I could see the mountain Ararat every morning when I worked on the farm.
Wow.
So, yes. So that has a much significance to us, I guess, even though now it's on the side of, on the border of Turkey and on the side of Turkey, but it for a long time it used to be part of Armenia.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so basically most of Armenians are basically Armenia is a Christian country, and there is a dominant church. I would call it the Armenian Apostolic Church, and most of the Armenians belong to the Armenian Apostolic Church.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I grew up in Soviet Union, and where the religion was not, there was no freedom of religion, so I didn't know much about religion, and actually, I wouldn't say I had faith in God or anything, even though we claim to be a Christian country, but I didn't know much about God, so to say. And that continued until I served the army, served in the Soviet army in Siberia, somewhere 3,000 miles away from my home or something. And then I guess there were some of the trials, and some of the good people actually who believed in God had influence on my life, so I started to think more about God. And then began to study music, and I like to play music, and so I studied music, and to continue my musical education, I went to Russia, St. Petersburg, and to study there and to work there and find my way to the United States to continue more on the music, on my music hobbies or so. And while in St. Petersburg, I met missionaries. Actually, before going to Russia, I started to learn study English, because I didn't know anything about English language until I was 22. So I started to study English, hoping to go to the United States. And so while I was in Russia, two of the missionaries contacted my brother on the street, and he invited them home to talk to his brother who speaks some English. And then when I met the missionaries, I loved the message that they shared, and I never spoke to missionaries in English, because I liked the message that they brought and was interested in it, and never used my English for the next 2 years while I was in Russia.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting.
After 2 years, instead of going to the United States, I came back to Armenia now. Believing that this should be now my promised land. And since 96, I live in Armenia since then.
Mm-hmm. So
shortly about Armenia and about myself.
Yeah.
I joined the church.
When we learned that your wife Sylvia was a refugee from Azerbaijan, what was that experience?
Well, that was one of the reasons I went to Russia, because back in the 90s, after the collapse of the Soviet Union, there were many conflicts between nations here and republics, and so Armenia was in conflict with Azerbaijan and about a disputed area which were mostly inhabited by Armenian, and actually a historical Armenian part, but during Soviet times it was made part of Azerbaijan. So there was a conflict around that area, and because of that, they ended up being in war with each other, and all the Armenians who lived in Azerbaijan came to Armenia, and all those Azerbaijanis who lived in Armenia went to Azerbaijan. So,
mm-hmm.
So that was the reason why my wife came back to Armenia, because of war, and they had mm-hmm. to leave their home and everything just on behind and come here with nothing. So she went through some trials here, and she had the same mentality, I guess, with having no God or anything, but going through all the trials that she went, and she started to think that there might be a reason that she is still alive, because many refugees never got to Armenia, or killed or something somehow.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she thinking about God more, and then eventually a neighbor of her invited her to an activity where she met the missionaries, and she agreed to meet missionaries and was very much afraid in the beginning, but then after realizing that she has the freedom of choice to pray and to learn for herself about the truth, she felt more comfortable, and then she continued investigating the church and finally joined the church in 1996 when I was here already in Armenia.
You know, President, you and your wife are both Latter-day Saint pioneers, and I'm sure generations in the future will rise up to call you blessed because of your experiences in discovering the gospel. Have there been other of the Armenian saints that were pioneers that you know of?
Well, we are still, the church is still so new that everybody here could consider to be pioneers, especially those who are now, have been in the church now for 15 or more years, or, you know, that, who are still active and are very strong in the church. And President Minasyan is one of them. He's a counselor in the mission presidency.
Uh-huh.
He also grew up in one of these cities and close to Ararat Mountain. And his trials or experiences was that were that he traveled hard to the church. First few years he had to travel for 2 hours to get to the church, and he still lives in that area, and the conditions are a little bit better. He travels only, actually the church is now in their town that he could go there. But in the beginning, he and his family were the first ones in their city, and then they were very faithful for coming to church for several years. So he served as a branch president twice, and then as a district president, and now he's serving in the mission presidency. So there are many like him. The other district president, President Gasparian, now who is president over Yerevan South District. He joined the church also in Russia when back in '90s when he was wandering again looking for fortune. In fact, he had a successful business in Russia and was involved in construction or so. And then after he met the missionaries, he got interested and joined the church. And after living there for a couple of years again, came back to Armenia and being here since 96, I believe. And he's been also very faithful, has a family. And both President Minasyan and President Gasparian's sons served a full-time mission, now are back. And one of them is a branch president, the other is a counselor in the branch presidency. So there are some of those who make history in Armenia, I think.
And I'm sure that down through time, there will be many who will look back to the beginnings of the church and in Armenia, and it'll become a powerful memory in their lives as they look to those of you who were the first generation to come into the church. What's happening as far as the growth of the church in Armenia? Is it growing slowly? Is it across the land? How's it growing?
Well, the growth is, I guess, how should I put this? We are growing as much as we can take it, so to say. I mean, there's for sure there's more interest than the church can afford to grow here. I mean, people are basically very receptive to the gospel, and as far as I know, Armenian missionaries are among the most effective missionaries in the world. We don't have problem with interest of the gospel. We just don't grow so fast, very fast, so that we cannot nurture our members, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
Because the growth of the church is the main challenge here, to train all the new leadership and so forth. Now people are coming with a background where they don't know much about religion, and mm-hmm. They have to go through the big conversion to learn much about the gospel, and it takes time to get roots and learn to be leaders in the church. And so our main challenge is growth, I would say, to train many leaders in the church.
And I'm sure that's a big responsibility, especially where you're the district president and have responsibility over the units of the church there. That's a wonderful challenge to have, though, to have the challenge being how do you grow the church because there are so many people interested.
Yeah, in fact, you may be interested to know that proselyting is not allowed in Armenia. And so the members, those who come to church, they basically come through the efforts of members. And I think about 70% or more than 70% of the new converts come for the help of the members who invite their friends, their relatives to the church. And one of the blessings that we have in Armenia are members are coming to church by families. And so we have many families who are fully members of the church. So that has been one of the blessings of ours.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I'm Tim Taggart. You're listening to Into All the World on the Mormon Channel. Today we're speaking with President Baruzhan Pogosyan from the Yerevan Armenia District. And it's such a pleasure to be able to visit with you, President. Talk to me a little bit about the religious situation in Armenia. You mentioned the Armenian Orthodox Church. Is that the predominant church? And what are the relationships with the other churches and how things work in Armenia?
Okay, well, actually, Armenian Apostolic Church is called Armenian Apostolic Church, and as far as I know, it's not a. I'm not sure about this, but I don't think it's an Orthodox Church. It's one of the considered one of the Eastern churches, so to say. I mean, uh-huh. In the Christian world, you know, there is the Catholic churches and the Orthodox churches, and then Protestant churches or so. And there, as far as I know, there are so-called Eastern churches, which means those, or actually not Eastern, but Asian churches or so, which are those that were very some of those old churches that were established primarily in this Asian or this Middle East area in the beginning of Christianity. So Armenian Church is kind of unique. I mean, it's totally separate from Orthodox churches or other churches. Uh-huh. And Armenia, the Christian religion was accepted nationwide in 301, and then Armenians church participated in the, I think in the first and accepted one of the first Christian articles of what I think it's called Nicene articles, yes.
Uh-huh.
And but they didn't continue with further decisions on the Christian all the general those meetings or so. So because of that, it's much different from Orthodox churches and also Catholic churches.
Uh-huh.
Very much closer to primitive churches where there are no icons in the churches, no. So it's very primitive and very close to LDS churches in that sense that it doesn't have much of the so-called effects of
the apostasy, huh?
Apostasy, yes. Yeah. Yes. Anyway, so that's why it's very usual for Armenians to receive the gospel. I mean, the restored gospel is very close to us because traditions are very, very close. And all the Armenians are, of course, proud of their church, and that it is kind of unique in the world, and it's kind of so they when they there's a question to join the LDS church, they always ask them a question whether this is a kind of betrayal to a national church or so, which is much discussed around or so, but all of them understand eventually that this is just advancement because the restored gospel offers all of the blessings of the gospel, which are still, which some of them are still missing in the Armenian church. Yeah. So it brought up good people. Armenian church has had much good influence on the nation, but still missing some of the good things that Heavenly Father offers us through restored gospel.
Yeah. How's the LDS Church perceived in Armenia? Is it accepted?
Generally, it's accepted very well by common people. Some of the religious people are more not in favor of us, I guess. But generally, it's accepted well. The government is respecting very much the church because the church is being making no problem for government. We're obedient to the laws and supportive to the government, and we don't create any problem in the country. And they realize that the efforts of the church are to strengthen the families, and so they're pretty much supportive to us. At least they don't make any problem to us. Here and there you can hear some bad things or so, but those are basically not very much popular, so to say.
Yeah, well, that's great. Where do you go to the temple, and how easy is it for you to get to a temple? Is that a challenge, or?
Yes, that's has been challenging to us. Even though I think we have about more than 300 probably members who are endowed in the mission, but we have to travel. We had to travel first to Germany and then to Sweden and recently to Switzerland to go to the temple. And we hope that the Kiev Ukraine temple will be dedicated soon, hopefully this year, and then could start going there. And the main challenge would be visa issues that some of the European countries have. It's not easy to go to those countries. So, the other is, of course, it's very expensive to travel to those countries. And so there are some members who have been in the temple in 1997 and have never been able to go back to the temple, so to say.
Well, that'll be a great blessing when the Kiev temple then is built. How far are you away from Kiev?
It's still about 3,000 miles or so, but at least we don't have visa problems, and probably still cheaper than flying to Switzerland or to Germany. It is a little bit closer than it used to be.
And maybe the day will come that we'll be able to have a temple there in Armenia. It may be
a few years. We pray it and we prepare for it. We don't know what the Lord's will be about it, but we hope the day will come.
What are some of the challenges that missionaries face? Now, do you say there's no proselyting in Armenia? Does that mean you don't have any full-time missionaries there?
We actually have. We have about more than 40 full-time missionaries.
Mm-hmm.
We have 13 units in Armenia in both districts, and so there are missionaries in all of the branches, and they do regular missionary work, except they don't contact people on the street, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
They find investigators through members of referrals, and so they go and teach at their homes or so. Once in a while, people will contact them on the street and ask questions or so, and then so they would get some of their investigators from on the street. But because of the people's interest in the missionaries.
Oh, that's terrific. So what is your mission? What mission are you part of?
We're part of Armenia Yerevan Mission, which includes also Georgia, Tbilisi, Georgia.
Uh-huh.
There are two units in Tbilisi also. And so that's, in mission there, we have 15 branches in the mission.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. And to know that the church is growing and the leadership's being developed. We've been speaking with President Varujan Pogosyan from the Yerevan Armenia District. This is Into All the World on the Mormon Channel, and I'm your host, Tim Taggart. President, if you wouldn't mind, can you just share with us some of your, the spiritual side of the experiences that you had while working on the translation of the scriptures in Armenia?
Okay, well, there are a few things. Maybe one interesting experience I could tell you when after a couple of years when I was done with the scripture translations, I was sharing my experiences with the missionary couple, and then I just had for some reason I got involved too much in it. I mean, the spirit was strongly on me, and I could feel some things that I never shared to anybody. And that was basically that, and which may be interesting for you, is that when I was involved in the translation of the scriptures, that was about it took me about 7 years, because I was first in the doing the content review for the Book of Mormon translation, and we worked as a team, and so I helped the translator to check the content and so forth, so which took about almost 4 years or so. And then I was called to be the translator for the Doctrine and Covenants of the Pearl of Great Price project, and so I did the translation there for more than 3 years or so. Anyway, so all of that time, I had one problem in brackets, so to say. I mean, that I couldn't read the scriptures in Armenian without making any notes. I mean, I would check here and there and check this and that, and it was very hard for me. Of course, I kept reading the scriptures in Armenian and English and Russian. Russian, I can read Russian as well. Anyway, but then the interesting thing is that when the project was finished and we got the book produced or so, and I started to read the book, and suddenly I could see that the mantle is gone. I'm not a translator anymore, so I could enjoy reading and as a regular member, and could just feel the spirit, and so I kind of realized that was a testimony to me that I probably didn't realize that that the mantle is on me until it was gone. You know what I mean? So it was an interesting experience that I could feel how Joseph Smith could have done some of the work that he had done, and how he would have the mantle of doing all of this work and so forth. Anyway, so that was one of the interesting experiences that I had, speaking of the process in general.
That's really wonderful. It really is the Lord's work, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and that was the biggest testimony that I had. And of course, there are many other experiences. I don't know how much interested you are in some more details, but overall, all that was it was a very inspiring work. And, you know, maybe one of the things would be interesting also to know that while being in Russia and as a new member of the church, and for some reason I had Armenian etymological dictionary there in Russia, and as I was reading the scriptures in Russian, and I also started to read those in English, and I was going deep into some of the words and kind of doing a work which was not usual for me, so I would imagine always the Book of Mormon is being translated into Armenian, because I knew there's no translation in Armenian, but because I knew the churches in Armenia for a few years now, I would imagine that the work of translation is being done already. So I never imagined that I will be involved in it, but somehow the Lord put it into my mind or in my heart to work with the scriptures. So I enjoyed working with the scriptures somehow. And when I was back in Armenia, I was surprised to learn that the book is not being translated. Then I was actually coming back from Russia as I was pondering about my future, because I stopped doing the music. I mean, you know, I started with music education or so, but then I realized I need to do something else. So I was inspired to start with the languages, and so I entered the university for languages. And then, of course, I was contacted by a man from Salt Lake City who came and was looking for people who could be involved in the scripture translation. And then when he heard my stories or realized what I was doing or so, he was inspired to include me into the team. And I guess at that point, my English was not as good as could have been later when I started to do the Doctrine and Covenants. But at least I guess this experience was interesting, because I could never imagine that I would be involved in the translation work or so. Anyway, so that was a kind of proof to him or to me that the Lord knew something beforehand, and so he put it in my heart to get prepared for such an experience, so to say.
That's wonderful, isn't it? That's a great experience. Well, thank you so much for your time, President. It's just been great to be able to visit together this morning, and we appreciate your willingness to do this. One of the great blessings we have as we hear testimonies from members throughout the world is just that spirit that makes such a difference, that's impacting lives. And as we conclude, President, we'd love to be able to have you share your testimony to us in English. And then, if you would, we'd love to hear your testimony in Armenian.
Okay. I just being in the church now for 15 years, and being my pleasure to join to enjoy all the blessings that the restored gospel in my life. I had to go. I've been single in the church, and then found a wife in the church, and my children are growing now in the church, and I can testify and appreciate very much that of the blessings the gospel offers to the families. And I love my Heavenly Father. I know He's happy when His children are happy, and He has a great plan for us. And I'm grateful for the Savior, Jesus Christ, and I know He's my Redeemer, and He's Redeemer of the world. And I know that Book of Mormon is the Word of God, and Joseph Smith was the prophet of God, and was inspired to translate the Book of Mormon for the inspiration and the power of God. And it has blessed my life, and I can see how it is blessing the life of many members of the church in Armenia. And thus I enjoy the blessings of the gospel in my family life, and I appreciate very much my wife being a member of the church, and she strengthened my testimony, and I appreciate her very much. And I know that the priesthood of God has been restored on the earth, and I'm sure that because of the promises of the priesthood, we will have a blessing and promise to continue our relationship, family relationship, in not in this life only, but also in the eternities. I love the church, and I love the living prophet, President Thomas Monson, and I enjoy reading the words of the prophets and apostles in these last days and later days, and they are very much strength to me, helping very much with the modern challenges that we face, and I feel very much blessed being able to read the messages of those who are being called by God as prophets, seers, and revelators. And if it's okay, I will share them my testimony in Armenian, and not many people will understand it, but at least that may help them have some feeling about the language.
Thank you.
Ես գիտեմ, Աստված ապրում է եւ նա մեր երկնային հայրն է.
President, if you wouldn't mind, I didn't have my phone turned off and it started to ring. Would you mind just starting over with your testimony in Armenian?
Okay. Ես գիտեմ, որ Աստված մեր երկնային հայրն է, որ նա շատ է սիրում իր զավակներին եւ երջանիկ է, երբ իր զավակները երջանիկ են այս կյանքում. Ես գիտեմ, որ Հիսուսը մեր փրկիչն է և մեր քավիչը, նա անձամբ իմ կյանքը փոխել է, և ես սիրում եմ նրան շատ, և ուրախանում եմ, ապրում եմ նրանով. Գիտեմ, որ Ավետարանը վերականգնվել է երկրի վրա Մարգարետ Ջոզեֆ Սմիթի միջոցով, և հրաշալի աշխատանք է կատարել, թարգմանելով մորմոնի գիրքը Աստծո պարգևով և զորությամբ. Ես շատ երախտապարտ եմ Աստծուն, բոլորություն եմ ավանդ տալիս իմ կյանքում և իմ ընտանիքի, իմ կնոջ երեխաների համար, և ուրախ եմ, որ նրանք բոլորով այլում են Ավետարանի օրինությունները. Գիտեմ, որ Աստծո քահանայությունը վերականգնվել է երկրի վրա վերջին օրերում, և քահանայության ուղտերի և խոստումների միջոցով մենք կարող ենք շարունակել մեր ընտանեկան հարաբերությունները հավերժության մեջ. Այն թանկարժեք բաները, որ ունենք այս կյանքում, կարող են շարունակվել հավերժության մեջ, շնորհիվ Աստծո սիրո և հանայության միջոցով վերականգնել է երկրի վրա. Սուս Քրիստոսի անունով, ամեն.
Ամեն. Thanks, President. I'm Tim Taggart. Thanks for joining us for Into All the World on the Mormon Channel. For more information on this program or to see the pictures of those who are interviewed, visit us online at radio.lds.org. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to Into All the World.